If you wanted to hear Thursday's edition of The Morning Show right here on MGK, you're in the right place. It is the April 2nd edition of The John DeBella Show. Welcome to the Daily Podcast. It's Dave in here with you and Tiger and Phil, hopefully. That's where we started off this morning before delving into what video games can cost these days if you're an unsuspecting parent. We hit the phones to hear about your strange quarantine activities that you've been engaged in. An old bandmate of mine was in Song Stories today. Oh yeah, Joey Mulland of Badfinger. You didn't know it? I should make an On the Record podcast about that experience. But today we talked Come and Get It. Well, he did. Our Netflix watch party is happening Saturday night at 8 p.m. You wanted a comedy? And today we threw up five comedies to choose from. Make sure you vote on WMGK.com. The link's on our JDB Show Facebook page. And Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's. Remember her? Well, she called us up today as well. It's all in here for you. Let's listen. It is the Daily Podcast.
I think your dream is coming true, boys.
What's that?
I think it's going to happen. It looks like the Tiger Woods and Mickelson, I can't remember his first name.
Phil.
Phil, thank you. And Phil Mickelson are going to have a charity to raise money for COVID-19.
Nice.
Cool. They're going to have a match.
Yes.
And there's talk they're going to add Tom Brady and Peyton Manning into the mix.
I saw that. Yeah. Two mystery partners, but those are the ones being floated.
Right. And there's a real good chance that Barkley is going to do the analysis. That Charles Barkley is going to do the analysis.
That's cool. If only there was a full-on league or association that they could play and donate all the funds to COVID-19 research.
That would be great.
Like a PGA Tour almost?
Like a professional golf association of some sort.
Right. Pretty cool if they could do that too.
Yeah, but again, with this thing, you know, one of the reasons, this all got suggested by a guy. We were talking about it yesterday. Some guy who sent a text or a tweet to Phil Mickelson saying, you know, what do you think about, you know, you and Tiger playing again? Give us something to watch. And his first response was, working on it.
Yeah.
And his second response was, right, keep watching, right? You know, because it's going to happen.
No, I love
it. You know, so
give us something.
It looks like it's going to happen. And the idea behind it is simple. You know, you just have these four guys. It's easy for them to stay 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. You mic them up. You've got a sound guy sitting in a corner someplace. You got a one cameraman, right? And, you know, it'll probably end up looking like if you went to play golf with some people.
Yeah, sure. Right there.
Yeah, you know,
like you're part
like
of the group.
Right there, you know, you don't have that one shot of the ball going up.
We don't need it. Down.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You can kind of see where it landed, and when they get to it, they'll figure it out. You know, so I like the idea. I like the idea a lot. All right, now, I guess, what are you going to do? Do it as pay-per-view?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about because they're trying to raise funds.
Yeah,
Corona.
Right. You can't have somebody, you know, there and remember to call the number.
Yeah,
Barkley will be doing that between his color commentating.
Yeah, right. Like,
what was that number again?
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
You know, trying to associate yourself with someone like Kendrick Perkins, the former NBA player. What was he, a center?
He was a center. Spent most of his time in Boston, some in Oklahoma City, and Cleveland, New Orleans.
He, not a big fan of gaming himself, but he's got kids, right? And he goes out yesterday to do some shopping, right? And he puts his credit. Now, this is a guy that's worth about $35 million, right? Puts his credit card down. It's denied.
What?
His card is denied. Why?
Oh, wait. From the beginning of your story, I think I know.
Right.
Wait, gaming? He has kids.
He has kids gaming.
Modern gaming, by the way.
$16,000 in Fortnite charges.
Oh,
$16,000.
No.
Watch those kids while you're all locked up inside, folks.
Oh, my God.
Be losing big bucks.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We started the COVIDiots on Monday,
right.
And we started out with one particular man, which was the Reverend, what was his name? Reverend Rodney Howard Brown, who's the guy with a mega church in Florida, and they told him not to do it, but no, he told all his parishioners to come out, and we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people in his church, and then they arrested his ass. Well, you know what? Stupid is as stupid does. And it seems that he's got a very good friend right here in Pennsylvania. Okay. Evangelist Jonathan Shuttlesworth, who is planning to hold an outdoor Easter blowout event. He wants it to be a Woodstock.
Oh, good.
For Easter.
Bunch of naked, muddy Christians.
Yeah. So they could gather together and lift up Jesus Christ.
At least he's outside.
He would have to be here, though, in order for you to lift him up.
That's true.
All right. But I'll give you an idea. Let me get rid of our COVID-iot music and give you an idea what this guy had to say. All right.
We're going to hold an outdoor Easter blowout service, not online, a national gathering. You can come from all over, like Woodstock. And we're going to gather and lift up Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the plan, right? And hopefully they're going to arrest your ass also.
You are an idiot!
So here's a question for everybody this morning, all right? What have you done in the past few weeks that you have rarely ever done before? I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of people are working at home, and they've never worked at home before. They went through their jobs, but now they're doing their job from home. You know, so anybody got one? I want to open this up to everybody because I think the audience will have a really interesting answer. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
I have found myself doing more yard work than I've ever done before.
Really?
I had a tree stump taken down a year and a half, 2 years ago, and then I had it chopped up and the roots
ground,
and everything ground up.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
And that pile of
wood
chips has been sitting there for probably a year and a half.
Yeah.
I finally got
it's about
around
how long you've had my pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. I just used it.
I was just going to say,
it played
a role, I'm sure.
Steve is the reason why I don't, is the reminder why I don't lend tools to people.
Right.
2 years ago,
yeah.
I lent him a pitchfork to move mulch, and the mulch sat there for another year before he used the pitchfork.
Yeah, but I used it, and each time I use it, I see it almost every day when I go down into my basement.
You just
and
smile.
Then I say, I'm not going to return this yet because it is a retirement gift. And so I am specifically keeping, but we're getting off track, whatever.
Yeah.
I have found myself doing far more yard work than ever.
Really?
My wife's working from home.
American homes are immaculate right
my
now.
My kid wants to go outside constantly, so I bring him outside. We kind of play out front, and I dug up all the wood chips. And I mulch my backyard with them.
The least you could do is give me one of those, you know, American Heritage shots with you and Kristen. Yeah. You know, standing there with
the American Gothic?
Gothic,
yeah.
That's what it is.
That'd be beautiful.
What about yourself?
For me, I've been finding myself having what me and my son are calling garage parties.
Okay.
And mainly because it's just been so crappy out. It's been raining.
Right.
We want to get out of my wife and our baby's hair.
Right.
We
right.
find ourselves down in the garage. I got my mobile speaker that you got me for Christmas.
Okay, all right.
Blasting tunes. Playing down in there. Hey, give me a beer. You know, he runs over to a little mini fridge, grabs me a beer. I have cornhole in there. He's become a cornhole fanatic.
Okay.
So we're literally down there having like a man cave boys time in the garage.
All right.
That's our new spot.
All right.
What
Cindy,
about you? Cindy,
me?
Yeah.
Me? When we did the happy hour last week,
yeah.
That is the first time I have ever, right, you know, telecommunicated. I don't
FaceTime.
Same here. I don't, none of that. I've never done that before. I've never done it at all. What about you, Cindy?
I'm cleaning more kitchen appliances because my daughters are both deciding they want to make all these interesting recipes. So they're using the Cuisinart, the blender,
right.
the griddle, any obscure appliance that I've never used that I've had for 25 years and never used, they're using it. So,
okay. Well, we'll open it up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. Maybe you're exercising at home. Maybe you're going to a grocery store that you never went to, like a little local grocery store maybe you pay attention to the news, right? Whatever it might be, what have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
After changing their name from the Ivies to Badfinger, they burst on the scene with a Paul McCartney song that was written and produced by Paul called Come and Get It. Everybody knows that one. Came out in the summer of 69. But obviously, Paul didn't have plans to spend the rest of his life writing songs for, you know, Bad Company, for Bad Finger, rather. Right? And they wanted to do something on his on their own. So Joey Mollen, right, wasn't he your coach in a band camp?
He was my band leader, man. Band leader? Yeah, I played with the guy.
All right, Joey Mollen tells a story about, well, how they came up with their follow-up hit and what the record company had to say.
Come and Get It had been a big hit for us. We'd done all the TV shows and stuff, and Apple wanted another single from us. Pete Ham wrote the song No Matter What, and we made a demo of it, and we presented it to Apple, and they said it's not a good enough tune, it won't be a hit, it's not commercial, and all of this stuff. So they waited 3 months for it, and they put it out, and it was like a top 10 hit, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks later. It was fabulous. That was the song that I think broke the band in its own right, and people started to look at the band as songwriters then.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So the question at hand, what have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely did before? For me, it was video conferencing. I would think about telemarketing. Right? Video conferencing. For you, it's
I've been doing a lot of yard work.
And you've got some sort of garage thing happening.
Garage partying with my toddler.
Garage partying with your toddler, right? And, you know, maybe you're paying attention to the news for the first time. Or maybe you ordered groceries to be delivered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's had those services for a long time, but boy, are they taking off right now. Yeah. All right, so whatever it is, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and tell us what you have done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before. Like this Saturday night, we can do something we never did before. It's our Netflix movie party. This is where we can all talk to each other on screen while we're watching a movie. And it's going to be at 8 o'clock Saturday night. Yep. All right. We asked you yesterday, do you want a comedy, a drama, an action movie, or a horror film? And everybody went, the vast majority of people went with comedy. Yep. So these are going to be your choices. Murder Mystery, that's Jennifer Aniston and Adam Sandler.
All right.
Okay. The other guys, Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right.
You know, everybody knows that one. All right. Lethal Weapon actually comes up in the comedy category.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, it is a funny kind of movie.
Action comedy, yeah.
It's an action comedy, right, right. And then The Interview, the Seth Rogen film that caused all kinds of international problems. So those are the five films to choose from. Go to our webpage, go to WMGK.com, or go to the JDB Show Facebook page, and we'll link you into the survey, and just pick the one that you would want to watch, and the one that gets the most votes, that's the one we're watching on Saturday night.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
This morning, we're talking to you guys about what is going on in your life. What is happening that you guys are doing that, well, you've never, ever done before. I mean, I've never made a video call, never did any kind of teleconferencing until we did the happy hour the other night. You know, maybe working from home is the first thing for you, or ordering groceries to be delivered from one of those services. For you, it was
I've never done yard work as much as I'm doing now. Ever. Right, never,
right.
ever.
Yeah, all right. And Dave, you got your little garage party going on.
Playing cornhole in the garage with my toddler.
All right, right. So let's go to the phone and see what it is for Mike. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Real good. How you doing, John?
Mike, doesn't sound like you're doing well, to tell you the truth. You sound like down in the dumps.
Yeah, I'm feeling well. I'm just waking up. Sorry. Went to bed real late.
All right. Well, thank you. Are you stuck in the house?
I'm retired, so yeah.
Okay. That's all right. So what have you been doing in the past few weeks that you rarely did before?
A puzzle. I never did a puzzle before, and I bought a 2,000-piece puzzle. I'm like halfway done already.
Okay.
What's the setting? What's the scenery?
All kinds of stuff. The whole world. Like the Eiffel Tower and the Liberty Bell and all kinds
That's
of stuff
cool.
like that.
Oh, okay. We went down the shore last year, and my mom and my brother were doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Right.
And I walked out one morning, and my mom had left the last piece for my little brother. I put him.
I caught him.
Now, his little brother is an adult, so it makes it even more poignant. Have a good morning, Mike. Hiya, Patty. So what about yourself? What have you been doing that you've never done in the past, not even sort of shut in for the past few weeks?
Just this morning, John, I watched a live feed from Lithuania as my son ranked up in the military.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Well, that's something that no matter what was going on in the world, you could say, I've never done that before.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you so much for checking in. Best of luck to him. All right, and you take care, all right?
Thanks, you too. Be safe, guys.
Bert.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How are you holding up?
Okay, we're hunkered down here in Yuneville.
All right, so what have you done in the past few weeks that you rarely ever did before?
I've been baking bread.
Oh, cool. Man.
I've wanted to do that.
My neighbor's been doing that.
I've always wanted to do that.
What, like sourdough and stuff?
I come from a long line of German bakers on my mother's side.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been indulging the family heritage.
I've been threatening the guys at Carlino's that when I retire, that's what I want to do. I want to go there and learn how to make Italian bread.
Nice. Is it easy?
Yeah, the most important thing is get the temperature of the water for the yeast right so that it rises properly.
Are you going to tackle beer next?
I don't drink, but thanks anyway.
Oh, man.
Jody, what about yourself? What have you done that you've never done before now that you're stuck indoors?
Okay, I'm doing telemedicine.
Are you a doctor or are you a hypochondriac?
I'm a nurse practitioner.
You're a nurse practitioner. Okay.
And I could be a hypochondriac at this point.
Now, what is the craziest thing that someone has asked you while you're doing telemedicine?
Geez.
Careful, you don't want a HIPAA violation.
I can't break HIPAA.
Yep.
Right, but you could tell us what they asked without telling us who they were.
If I spread this, does this look like a mole?
Well, I'm in neurology.
Oh,
so
okay.
If I pull this off, does this look like a mole?
I can't tell you that. Wrong part of the body.
Jody, it was definitely a pleasure talking to you, and please keep up your good work.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Everybody
now.
Stay at home and wash your hands.
Okay, that's it. Okay. If you notice, I'm staying 6 feet away from you.
Oh, most definitely.
Bye now.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's has a memoir out. It's called All I Ever Wanted, a rock and roll memoir. It's available through Amazon.com, and she's on the line right now. Good morning, Kathy.
How are you?
I am well. You know, I didn't know a lot about your background, and having a mom who was British pull you out of the country, go to England for a while, how much did your musical background come out of that trip to England?
Let's just put it this way. It changed my life because when I was 14 years old, I was strumming on my little guitar just for fun. It never occurred to me that I could get on a stage and plug it into an amp like all my musical heroes, like Eric Clapton and Jimmy Page and Keith Richards. And I didn't make the connection. And I was in England. I was 14 years old. We turned on the TV, Top of the Pops, Susie Quattro, big star in England during the glam rock years.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my first female rock star, and it was like, I called the chapter where I write about this earthquake because it just shook up everything, and it was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do.
And it's amazing how little credit that woman gets, because there are so many women in rock and roll who always go, Susie Quattro, mm-hmm. and she's still not in the hall.
There would not be a Joan Jett. There would not be, countless women that we don't know about.
Now, as a player, I mean, you were a guitar player, but when you joined the Go-Go's, you came in as the bass player.
Exactly. Their bass player was sick and unable to do a string of shows at the Whiskey, and I was asked to come in as a substitute, and I said, oh, yeah, I can do that. And I was like, I'd never played bass in a band before, but I thought I could do that. As soon as I started learning the songs, I just went, oh, my God, this is a great band. This band could make it. I knew it. I called it as soon as I heard the Go-Go songs. We Got the Beat was there. Our Lips Are Sealed was there. And I was just like, this band has got it. I want to stay.
I can only imagine how much as a bass player you must have loved We've Got the Beat.
I loved it. And plus, my Texas roots. I grew up surrounded by blues, rhythm and blues, country music, all kinds of music, pop music. I loved so many kinds of music. And to me, the Go-Go's really seamlessly interwove so many elements, pop melodies. And I could groove and I could swing on the bass and great drums with Gina Shock. So the band really embodied a lot of what I love musically.
Now, let me name another song, Vacation. was your song. That was from your previous band, wasn't it?
Yes. When I joined the band, it was only within weeks after filling in, they asked me to stay, and I said I'd love to stay, but I want to be one of the songwriters, too. And my opportunity came pretty quickly. I got to add Can't Stop the World to the first album, and when we were rushing into our second album, which was a dumb move. I write about that in our book. To not release more singles. But I had brought Vacation in, and we added that, and I wrote Head Over Heels on the third album with Charlotte. So I kind of got to have my stake in the songwriting with the band, too.
You bring up John Belushi in the book. You got a Belushi story?
Well, John was an early fan. You know, I'd grown up on Saturday Night Live. It was one of my favorite shows. John was a household name and a very beloved person in the American pop culture, and he was a fan. He was at my first gig with the Go-Go's, and we became pals, and we both loved blues because I grew up in Texas, like I said. So we got to jam a lot, and he just seemed like a friend.
You guys had plans to go out this summer. Are those plans still on?
Well, they haven't been officially canceled because, you know, once everything started getting crazy, there was so much unknown. But I think it's going to be quite a while before we see gatherings of that size, you know, for anybody in the concert business. So it's a shame. The touring was going to help promote our documentary, the Go-Go's documentary, which will be premiering on Showtime at some point. I'm not sure when. We'll reschedule. I just don't know when.
So my last question today before I let you go is, so you guys like came out of nowhere. What was the biggest success shock for you?
There are so many. I mean, I really tried to get on the page of my book what it felt like.
And
for me, like just like making a record in New York City when I'm 22 years old with a record deal, that was amazing. And then we're on tour and we're traveling to Japan and Australia. And we're opening for the Rolling Stones and we opened for the Police. It was just a series of unbelievable like blessings. And I call them pinnacles of success in my book because it could be just being on tour in a van and then you're in a tour bus and it just kept going. It was like the gift they kept giving. So there's so many. I really tried to get what it felt like on the page. It's a very human story. It's not only the story of our success and rise and fall, but before and after, what it felt like to lose that, to be unparented. So I kind of hit all the bases in a quick-paced read.
Well, the book is called All I Ever Wanted, a Rock and Roll Memoir. Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's, our guest. Kathy, thank you so much for spending the time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.